I have shared a couple stories about threesomes my husband and I have had. This time I wanted to share about how hot married sex can be. It can be incredibly torrid. The feeling of having a partner who knows your body so well. It is especially fulfilling when you continue to grow sexually together. When you experiment and try new things, try things to please each other, excite each other. This is one such story. After entering the bedroom and locking the door, he approached me as I was standing where I was. He took out a blindfold and then put it on me. He then took my left wrist and put on one of the fuzzy cuffs. Then he put my arm behind my back and attached the cuff to the other one, to my right wrist. This is the first time I've ever had my arms cuffed behind my back. He told me then to get on my knees. So very carefully, I lowered one of my legs down to a knee and sat there before him. He then put his cock near my lips and gently pressed it into my mouth. Long strokes in and out, sometimes holding firmly to my hair or just holding on to the back of my head, other times even cupping my chin as he moved himself back and forth. After a few minutes, he moved behind me, kneeled down, and kind of threaded his arms between mine. He cupped my breasts, playing hard with my nipples, nibbled on my neck, my shoulder. He then firmly held on to my arms as they were linked and helped me stand up. I then heard him sit on the edge of the bed, and he told me to move toward the sound of his voice. So gingerly I took a couple steps forward, having an idea of where he was, and then I heard him say close enough. And then he helped me bend down and take his cock into my mouth again. He then thoroughly enjoyed fucking my face at his own pace, guiding my head, my mouth along his shaft, enjoying feeling himself bottom out in the back of my throat. Saliva coating his cock and his balls. He then even asked, well, he didn't ask. He then told me to suck on his balls a little bit, something that I've come to enjoy doing. So very carefully taking those into my mouth, playing with them, wishing I had use of my hands to stroke him while doing so. When he was done, he had me stand, and then he pushed me down to the bed. So I'm lying there, right on the edge of the corner of the bed, on my stomach and chest, my legs spread behind me, my arms still behind my back, still blindfolded, feeling vulnerable in this state, yet safe, wondering what was next to come. He entered me from behind, remarking that he should be nice and wet after I sucked on his cock. Fucked me for a while in this position, pushing my hands up a little higher on my back, a little bit more pressure on my shoulders, holding them there, occasionally slapping my ass, hearing the crack in the room and feeling his palm against my ass. Sometimes pushing down on my back, and sometimes just pressure on my hands. But loving feeling him push deep inside me, feeling his skin against my skin. And then he pulled out and left me there, left me lying on the bed. And I heard him go to the other side of the room, to his dresser, to the top drawer with all of our toys. And he returned with a plug. He then put an arm from beneath me and started fingering my clit. And then with his other hand, he put the plug in my ass, teasing at first, then slowly, slowly pushing more and more of it inside me. I love having my ass played with. He told me he knew how much I like to be filled and constant fingering, playing with me, teasing me. Then I asked him to fuck me with a plug. He said he didn't hear please. So I asked him again, please fuck me with the plug. And so he did. He began to slowly, continued to use his fingers, and a couple of his fingers in my pussy and playing with my clit. And then he'd get me close and asked me if I was close. I told him I was getting there. And then he stopped, so deliciously teasing me. Then he replaced his fingers with his cock, beginning slow and then more quickly fucking me from behind, occasional slaps on my ass again, me telling him how good he felt. Love this man's cock. And then he pulled out again, reinserting the toy, filling me back and back to his fingers, over and over again, feeling so good, everything so sinfully good, wanting and needing to come, wanting to come on his fingers, and telling me that I was a good girl, feeling him fuck me with his fingers, toy, my face pressed against the bed, still covered with a blindfold, moaning into the bed sheets, one of my hands able to touch his cock, still coated with saliva and able to give a few small strokes, although limited by the cuff. Oh, and then getting close again, and so cruelly having him stop again. Stop with his fingers. Although this time he left the toy in. Then back to fucking me with his cock. Harder and harder and faster this time. Me asking him to grab my hair. Then me telling him harder. His response was to fuck me harder. Then I clarified. I wanted him to pull my hair harder. So he firmly grabbed my hair, pulling so hard to lift my head off the bed, arms behind my back. The moans coming from my mouth. And then he lost it and he came inside me. Score for me. He really likes the sounds that I make when he pulls my hair. And I can't help it, you see. That distinct pain turned to pleasure just feels so good. Then he pulled out, and I felt him uncuff one of my hands. And then he tells me that I have been a good girl and I still deserve to come. And he tells me to roll over. So still blindfolded, and one hand free. My poor shoulder so sore from being restricted behind me. And the pleasure of being able to move them around in front of me a little. And then he puts my legs over his shoulders and he begins licking my clit for me. My clit is so tender, so sensitive at this point. I want him to finish me. I adore his oral fixation, love that he gets off pleasuring me with that amazing mouth of tongue of his. Feel myself grinding my cunt into his face, lifting my ass to meet him, hands by my sides gripping the sheets as I feel myself riding closer and closer. Finally, will he let me finish and come? A few minutes later, I come all over his face, my knees wrapped around his head, my hand moving to his hair and head, holding his face in place, not wanting to let him go. And then we were done. It was a fantastic way to end an evening. He leaves me lying there to start the shower and gets it all hot, so I will join him. So we'll clean each other off, and me spending some particular attention to cleaning that cock. Yes, I love being married. And I love fucking this man and love his desire to please me.